USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Giroji with a message for lawmakers. House Democratic leaders are trying to work around an expected vote on impeachment later today or tonight. Texas Democrat Al Green is forcing a vote to open an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders have been resistant to impeachment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
President Trump set to hold a rally in North Carolina this evening. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News what President Trump is doing to win over women voters.
So we are seeing momentum with women across the country, and women do care about health care, they care about the economy, and they know that under this president, things are getting done at every single level. They care about our military, they care about our veterans. We are whole issue voters.
McDaniel was speaking there on Fox News. Protesters outside ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C. are defying police orders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Police in Washington arresting 11 people for entering ICE headquarters in the nation's capital as protesters were in the streets yesterday rallying against ICE and recent raids on immigrant families. Officials arrested the protesters for unlawfully entering the building in downtown Washington.
Protests also happening at ICE facilities in Phoenix and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has been receiving death threats. Now, he received a voicemail that included a man saying he was going to blow Gaetz's head off, and the man in the audio tape now was identified, although the federal authorities have decided they will not be pursuing any charges against him. Gaetz joins Fox News and tries to make sense of this whole situation.
I received word late last week that the U.S. Attorney's Office, where this individual lived, had reviewed the information and had deemed these messages, and I'm quoting directly, a non-threat. It's obviously a federal crime to make these types of threats against any federal official. This year, we're on record for 10,000 threats against members of Congress, and I condemn them, whether they're against Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. You know, this is just no way to operate within our country, and I just wonder, like, is it the fact that I've been a critic of some of the senior officials at the FBI that maybe leads to different treatment for the people who threaten me as opposed to the people who actually get arrested who have threatened Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib? Those people actually get arrested, whereas when people threaten conservatives, I hope there's not a double standard.
And finally, please remember you can take us on the go with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.